You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you by DHL Express. Your shipments handled with excellence and simplicity. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And what do we say on this day of the week? Come on, all together now. WTW. Don't we guess? Welcome to Wednesday. Wednesday, it is the 7th of June, so that's a week gone already. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Cherry D. We're on 89.3, Cool FM, of course. The time, just a minute after the hour of 7, I'm going to be with you until 10 o'clock this morning, trying to keep you in a good frame of mind, and myself as well. Let's take a look at a birthday for today. We've got Sir James Young Simpson. He was born on this day. The year was 1811. He was a Scottish doctor and an important figure in the history of medicine. He discovered the anesthetic properties of chloroform and successfully introduced it for general medical use. Before that, of course, they used to use something like whiskey or things like that, which you had to drink in great excess. Oh, I don't feel a thing.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
First you take a heart, then you break a heart, but before you do, you make it full for you, then you give it back. You shouldn't do that. You see me walk that floor, just a thinking of you. You see me walk that foot, baby, right out of my shoe. Somebody help me, please. Tell me what to do. Just send an SOS. You know I'm hard to distress. Won't somebody please take her place? Will I find a day?
Oh, you shouldn't do that.
go. That's called Take a Heart. Comes from a band called The Sorrows. They were a rock band formed back in 1963 in Coventry in Warwickshire in England. And that was by Pip Witcher and were part of the British beat boom of the 1960s and a bit of a fixture in the English mod scene and sometimes referred to as a freak beat. Time. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Jerry D.
Hey.
bit of everybody on that one. And that's what I call now OKOTB. Now they call it NKOTB, but now old kids on the block. But that was then New Kids on the Block. Of course, featuring Rick Astley on there and Salt and Pepper as well. And it's called Bring Back the Time. don't we wish. Time on the Breakfast Show. Oh, En Vogue is also on that track. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're coming down. We're 14 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. The first one of those two, by the way, Heartbreak Beat, and that came from Psychedelic Furs. So I tell you what, without further ado, let's do this. And I tell you what, the sun is shining through the window, which is very nice. It's obviously shining in the right direction, because the blinds are... They're still up. So, why don't we walk on sunshine? In the shower with you this morning. Now this morning, Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. How to get? The sun is shining. And I agree with Mary Lou. She just dropped me a line and she says, walking on sunshine, yes. too hot. Very true. She just got on the metro there, and it's so packed, you cannot even feel the AC. But is that packed? No, I won't say it. I tell you what, yesterday was hot because, you know, we don't usually have conditioning in our main area of the apartment. But there was just no breeze. There was no breeze at all yesterday. So it was just sort of very heavy heat and, couldn't get cool. Well, I could. Came back into the studio. If you are keeping on time here on this morning's breakfast show, right now it is 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Now listen to this. Are you interested in venturing into our contest and winning a fully paid trip for two people to Barbados? Stay tuned and listen out for phrases hidden throughout the programming. On the 9th of June, I will ask you to say the phrase, and if you say it correctly, you will enter the Paradise Destination Barbados Adventure Contest. Oh, so exciting. Enter by going along to our website, coolfmpanama.com. Read the rules of the phrase contest and get ready to participate, because the opportunity to enjoy the paradisical island of Barbados is arriving. Visit Barbados thanks to Grada Radio. Oh, absolutely. What a wonderful idea. Hey, yes, if you get that phrase right on Friday, you could be entering into that contest. All right, and how about a nice all-paid trip to Barbados? Oh, birthplace of rum. Moving on up. There we go. M people and moving on up. Time, we are 24 and a half minutes exactly after 7 o'clock. I was looking in the newspaper the other day, or yesterday was, if I remember rightly, and also on the internet. I take a look at La Prensa, and there was a picture because they had a sort of like a protest by the Mi Ambiente offices in, I think it's in Ancon where they have them. And a picture of these ladies, and there was a young girl there, and immediately took my eye because there was a young girl there. She was standing with them, and she had a grey T-shirt on, which said, "The Beatles." And there's that iconic picture of them walking across Abbey Road underneath. So I was really quite surprised because it was a really young lady. And obviously she's into the Beatles. So if you're listening and you know who you are, this is for you.
A long and winding road to your door. We'll never disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy night that the rain washed away. Has left a pool of tears, crying for
There we go, the Beatles and the long and winding road.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITPMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Time on the breakfast show. We're just making our way to 29 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Time to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. Floodwaters in southern Ukraine were expected to crest on Wednesday, with tens of thousands of civilians fleeing in peril from the destruction of a vast dam that both sides called an act of wartime sabotage. Residents waded through flooded streets, carrying children on their shoulders, dogs in their arms, and belongings in plastic bags, while rescuers used rubber boats to search areas where the waters reached above head height. Ukraine and Russia each accused the other of deliberately destroying the Novokakhovka dam in desperation at a major turning point in the war. The diversion of a US-built Air India jetliner to Russia with engine problems has thrust industry tensions surrounding Russian airspace into the spotlight, just a day after the head of a major American carrier predicted an almost identical scenario. A global industry meeting ended on Tuesday with carriers at odds over the use of Russia as a pivotal crossing point in the global air transport network, with United Airlines citing trade concerns, but India's flag carrier defending it. Authorities in New York, Toronto and Ottawa on Tuesday warned residents about the health risks from air polluted by smoke from unprecedented early summer wildfires in eastern Canada. An unusually early and an intense start to wildfire season has set Canada on track for its worst ever year, as warm and dry conditions are forecast to persist for months. There are blazes in nearly all of Canada's 10 provinces and territories, with Quebec the worst impacted due to multiple fires caused by lightning. A man armed with four handguns killed two people and wounded five others when he fired into a crowd outside a high school graduation ceremony in Richmond, Virginia on Tuesday, according to police. Police said that they arrested one suspect, a 19-year-old man who knew one of the victims, and shot at him amid the crowd that had just emerged from the Huguenot High School's commencement ceremony inside a theater on the campus of Virginia Commonwealth University. The far-right alternative for Germany, the AID, is riding high in the polls to the alarm of mainstream parties and is on track to win three state votes in the east of the country, with calls to stop migration and curb what it sees as a costly green agenda. AID is polling 17-19% nationwide, around a record high for the party that now vies with Chancellor Olaf Scholz's Social Democrats for second place in some surveys, up from fifth in the 2021 election when it secured 10.3% of the vote. Vodafone and CK Hutchison are in the final stage of agreeing a merger. This is for their British operations, and an announcement expected as soon as Friday or early next week, three sources have told Reuters. Shares in Vodafone jumped 3% on the news on Wednesday. A veritable parade of overseas CEOs, including Tesla's Elon Musk and Goldman Sachs's David Solomon, have made their way to a reopened China in the last few months. Now, one notable common strand, they're not talking much in public about their trips, which have mostly consisted of meetings with government officials, local staff and business partners. Media events and other public engagements, once frequent before the pandemic, are now quite rare. Even Musk, known for his unreserved banter on Twitter, was uncharacteristically silent on a whirlwind trip last week. And in a rare attempt to bolster Chinese yuan, a self-regulatory body overseen by the country's central bank has told major state-owned banks to lower dollar deposit interest rates for people with direct knowledge of the matter has said. Now, this could encourage Chinese firms, especially exporters, to settle foreign exchange receipts in yuan, which has weakened to six-month lows against the dollar. Boeing said on Tuesday it could be forced to slow deliveries of its 787 Dreamliner after the company discovered a new production flaw that will require it to inspect all 90 jets in its inventory, the latest in a series of setbacks for the wide-body plane. While the newly found production hiccup does not pose a flight safety concern, it follows a month-long 787 delivery stoppage that was resolved in March and adds yet another delay for Boeing as the US plane maker struggles to rework the planes before they can be delivered to customers. The problem involves a fitting for the 787's horizontal stabilizer installed by a Boeing production facility in Salt Lake City in Utah. The markets, well, European stock markets dipped on Wednesday and the US dollar nudged higher as weak Chinese trade data had investors fretting about softening global demand, with attention turning towards next week's pivotal inflation data and Federal Reserve meeting. Meanwhile, Turkey's lira plunged to a record low against the greenback as authorities appeared to loosen stabilizing measures after the government signaled a pivot to more orthodox policies. The pan-European benchmark Stoxx 600 was last down 0.2%. Germany's DAX, France's CAC 40 and Britain's FTSE 100 were lower by 0.1% to 0.4%. MSCI's broadest index of Asian Pacific shares outside of Japan gained 0.5%, led by gains in Hong Kong and Taiwan, while Japan's Nikkei 225 fell 1.8%, its sharpest fall in 12 weeks, to snap a four-day winning streak. Oil prices, they edged higher on Wednesday as Saudi Arabia's surprise weekend pledge to deepen output cuts outweighed weak Chinese export data and rising U.S. fuel stocks. Brent crude futures was up 36 cents or 0.5% at $76.65 a barrel. That was by 9:49 GMT today. While U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures, they gained 37 cents or 0.5% to $72.11 a barrel. Well, you'll be happy to know that Batman will still be continuing to be active. The Cape Crusader Batman won a trademark fight with an Italian clothing retailer on Wednesday after Europe's second top court sided with a EU patent office, ruling that the Batman logo is distinctive enough to warrant its EU trademark. Warner Brothers Discovery's DC Comics, which registered the Batman logo with the European Union Intellectual Property Office more than two decades ago, faced a challenge from Commerciali Italiana SRL in 2019. The Italian company had asked the EU IPO to annul the trademark for clothing and carnival items, saying that it lacked a distinctive character. So, you'll still be there. You've still got your Batman torch. It'll still work. It'll come and sort you out. And that's it. At exactly 21 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, there's our look at some of the news stories, the international news stories for this Wednesday morning. We'll be right back.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That's Def Leppard, and it's called Kick. And that was preceded by the Rolling Stones. Good advice from Billy. Start me up, please. By the way, don't forget our contest. Yes, if you fancy entering that contest that's put on by Group of God and Cool FM, all you got to do is do that phrase on Friday. We've been giving the last couple of days, we gave one part of it, and we're going to be giving you another part today and tomorrow, and on Friday we're going to ask you to give us the full phrase, alright? So remember, very important to make a note. First place the rum, you know. Right, back to the music with Reverend Horton. Reverend Horton Heat and the Devil. The devil's chasing him, by the way.
So say light the sky. There's shadow over me. Black clouds in the east. There's whispering underneath. More white limousine. And there's people.
Heat and the devil's chasing me. Keep running. Keep on running. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, another birthday for the day, by the way. An artist, Paul Gauguin, was born on this day, 1848, a leading French post-impressionist painter, sculptor, printmaker, ceramist, and writer. At one time, he was a labourer on the Panama Canal construction. However, he was dismissed from his job after only 2 weeks. Didn't know how to paint anything, that's the problem. This is Yola on the Breakfast Show. I love this song. It's called Dancing Away in Tears. Don't forget, top of the hour, we got some local news for you. If you miss it to the top of the hour this time, we got it again at 9. And we got Andres coming in. He went to see Spider-Man, the new movie. So did Yasmin, if I'm not mistaken, so I'll be able to keep quiet and let them get on with it.
Oh,
And there we go, two in a row from the ladies. Yola, as I said, was the first one, and Dancing Away in Tears at MacArthur Park. And that was from Donna Summer. All right, I think we've got time to squeeze one more in. Mary Lou drops a line and says, a great day to everybody. Could you please play I Wanna Be Sedated from the Ramones? See what we can do.
Con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination. And we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Vale Motors.
Now listen to this. Are you interested in venturing into our contest and winning a fully paid trip for two people to Barbados? Stay tuned and listen out for phrases hidden throughout the programming. On the 9th of June, I will ask you to say the phrase, and if you say it correctly, you will enter the Paradise Destination Barbados Adventure Contest. Oh, so exciting. Enter by going along to our website, coolfmpanama.com, read the rules of the phrase contest and get ready to participate, because the opportunity to enjoy the paradisical island of Barbados is arriving. Visit Barbados, thanks to Grada Radio. There we go, what a wonderful opportunity you've got there, hey? Oh, birthplace of rum. Right, time on the breakfast show to get us back to the music, and this is Ray Charles.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. Oh, I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been, 'cause you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, to never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you.
Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. Chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
Oh, you give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, you never, never know the one who loved you so. Well,
she'd notice, but she's always crying. I got no one to confide in. Rita, nobody but you. And Mama, she'd notice, but she's always fighting. Something in her mind, and it sounds like breaking glass.
Ray Charles and You Don't Know Me. Following on there, that lady's name, Sarah Joyce, but better known by her stage name, Aruma. Pakistani-born British singer-songwriter, supportive when she started by leading music industry figures, including the likes of Burt Bacharach, Elton John, Carly Simon and Jules Holland, and nominated for 2 Brit Awards, and that was on the 13th of January of 2011. There she is, that song, singing all about Aretha. Time on the Breakfast Show. Let's see if we can find out what's happening in the everyday story of country folk, shall we?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's a pepper-picking morning. Yeah, Peter Piper didn't pick a peck of pickled peppers. The old intrepid reporter picked a peck of red pickled peppers. They're not pickled yet, but I'm going to get pickled, then they'll be pickled, and we'll have pickled peppers. Yes. Well, indeed, yes, I got 4 off four off the bush today. Those will go in today's salad, tasting mighty fine, mighty fine. Oh, goodness sakes, another beautiful day in paradise. Green, green, green. Let's check on this cacao. Ugh, it's starting to get moldy. Yeah, that's not good. I'm not happy about that. But we're going to try to keep fermenting them as possible. Supposed to ferment them for 7 days. And, oh, yeah. Okay, I don't know what that is. I just got to stir it, it looks like. Yeah, that's kind of nasty. I'll look it up and see what's happening there. But, yep, got to let them stir. Got to get them going. Got to let them ferment. Fermenting, I guess, I'm not really sure exactly what that's supposed to do. I just know it says on all the videos that I've watched that you're supposed to do it. So, on day 3, we're going to stir them up, wipe them off a little bit, ferment them, see how they're going. So, today is Wednesday. I have received, I think, an Uno Express, some of my bagpipe sealer and new drones, because I got to get my pipes going again. I haven't played my pipes in a while because the drones are bad. I need to get some music going on up here. I'm kind of starved for my music attention, so I need to get that moving. So hopefully you'll hear that. You'll hear the skirl of the pipes all the way down there. Yeah, you will. Good Irish lads. All righty. Well, look at those. Wow, that's coming up a lot. It's amazing. Like I said, every time it rains, there's 3 feet of growth, and I got to just chop, 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 never stop until I get the growth back under control. Well, it's going to happen. Tomorrow's Thursday. I think I may be driving into the city. Got some work to do at one of my clients. I don't know. Maybe I'll bring some more avocados in. I don't know. I got to pick them off the tree because one of them jumped off the tree, and that means that they are getting ripe. All right. Until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
Come on, little soldier, you look so tired. You nearly fell out of that chair. Turn down the television, pick up your toys, and I'll race you to the top of the stairs. Cuddle up close and I'll turn out the light, and we'll look for the man in the moon. I'll tell you a story about Gotham City, if you promise not to grow up too soon. It's time for bed, my little boy, lay down your head. And I'll be here when you wake up with Woody and Buzz and a great big hug. I'll be here when you wake up with your shoes and socks and a house full of love.
Batman, Superman, Spider-Man.
Ooh, yeah.
Batman, Superman, Spider-Man.
My daddy told me stories when I was a boy about castles, kings and knights. Bonnie, Prince Charlie and football teams and ships that disappear in the night. It's time for bed, my little son, lay down your head. Ooh, and I'll be here when you wake up with Woody and Buzz and a great big hug. I'll be here when you wake up with your shoes and socks and a loving cup. You are my life. Yeah, you are my life. Sleeping and the house is quiet. We got a lifetime to share. And I'm gonna be the best dad I can be. And I ain't going nowhere, nowhere.
Batman, Superman, Spider-Man.
I know you're missing your mama tonight. You're the sunshine in the day. But sometimes things don't work out in life. Grown-ups are funny that way. Oh, lay down your head, my beautiful boy. Lay down your head. I'll be here when you wake up with Woody and Buzz and a great big hug. I'll be here when you wake up with your shoes and socks and a great big hug. I'll be here. Now don't be afraid.
Batman, Superman, Superman.
There we go. That's Mr. Rod Stewart and Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. It is that time of the program where we say good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Yasmin. How are you?
Hey, good, and you?
I'm fine. What are we going to talk about today, then?
What do you mean? Hey. Hey.
What? When did you come in?
My mic is off.
It's not the only thing around here.
There you go. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Yes?
What was that?
What?
What's the good morning to Andres? Jasmine thing.
Well, we do try.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
Good morning, yeah. And Andres.
Good. Yes, Jasmine. Andres.
Yes.
Jasmine.
And yes, dress.
There you go. Nice.
Hey, you were talking about Rod Stewart. And
it was.
Said he can't do that.
He can. He mentioned Batman, Superman, and Spider-Man. They're different companies. There's a copyright issue there.
Do you think
some
kids,
is DC,
you,
some is Marvel.
Do you think kids know that?
Well, they should. I teach my one-year-old everything about copyright law.
Why am I not surprised? Let me go and tell you a story about a lawyer, dear.
Here's what happens when you break the law.
And talking of which, actually, it's interesting. Let me just get you the story, because I mentioned to you just now. It was on the international news this morning. It says here, a Cape Crusader A Batman won a trademark fight with an Italian clothing retailer on Wednesday after Europe's second top court sided with an EU patent office ruling that the Batman logo is distinctive enough to warrant its EU trademark.
Agree.
You see?
Can I see the logo they used in the store?
It's on the other... This doesn't do logos.
This doesn't do logos?
This does words.
Just copy?
You know, yeah. Fair. So
there you go.
He went to court, Batman. Apparently, they didn't know which one to send, because there's quite a few of them, but I guess somebody turned up.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. They do that here all the time, by the way.
What?
In
Panama? Take Batman to court.
No, just take...
anybody to court.
They don't believe in copyright issues here in Panama. They don't. Fact.
So anyway, you went to see Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Yes, the sequel.
Oh, look, a smile on your face.
I am smiling. This franchise is just so fun. It's more than fun. It's good. I said it last week when I said I was going to review this movie. The first one is probably the best Spider-Man film we've had.
Which is an animation, correct?
Which is an animated film, yes. Mm-hmm. Which people are like, oh no, what about the Tobey Maguire or Tom Holland or whatever, name an actor who played Spider-Man. But this is the best. Story-wise, it's the best. And guess what? Comic books are animated. And the best medium for superhero films might be animation. So, I don't know. It's something to ponder there a little bit, Jerry.
Well, perhaps we won't feel that it's real if we don't have people dressed up.
Maybe. I don't know. But let's start from the beginning. Spider-Man Across the Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Across the Spider-Verse, sorry. Directed by three people, which is weird. Joaquin Dos Santos, Kent Powers, and Justin K. Thompson. The only one I know...
How do you direct somebody that is drawing something?
You direct... do two things. You obviously got to direct the performances from the voice. You're there... hearing them and listening and looking at them while they're recording and you're directing their performances.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you are... Remember, director in a film is a storyteller. So everything you see, all the animators, they send you scenes and scenes and scenes and you gotta animate this is working, this is not working regarding to the story.
Mm-hmm.
So to be honest, directing of directors in animated films is pretty hard. It's probably harder than actually directing a feature film. A real-life prison film, I gotta be honest.
Okay. All right.
Okay. The only one of those I know is Kent Powers. Kent Powers directed Soul, the movie for Pixar.
Oh, okay. I remember that one. I enjoyed that one.
No, Kent Powers is one of the directors of that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Starring.
I don't know any of these, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Many others.
There you go. But because it's a big cast. It's a huge cast. Obviously, starting with, I think it's pronounced Shameik Moore, Haley Steinfeld, Oscar Isaac, and I said many others because we have people like Jake Johnson, Lily Tomlin has a little
her.
Bit of her own. There you go.
Yeah, she has somebody bit. I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Zoe Kravitz. Like, there's a bunch of people in this movie.
And Lenny?
No.
No, Lenny?
His daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Zoe.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. But it's a huge cast, and everybody has a little bit of a role, and I couldn't name all of them because it's pretty big, but it's a great cast.
And you only have a reasonable amount of time.
Every time it gets shorter and shorter.
I do my best.
Yeah.
I have to think of our listeners.
Fair.
Okay.
Super fair. Can I get the plot, Jerry?
Yes, you can.
Can I get it in a Spider-Man voice?
What type of fish is Spider-Man?
I don't know. Just messing around. Can I get a good plot reading, though? Did you practice? I sent it in time this time.
You did. You sent it early this morning. Yes, Miles Morales catapults across the multiverse where he encounters a team of spider people. Now, they're charged with protecting his very existence. When the heroes clash on how to handle a new threat, Miles must redefine what it means to be a hero.
There you go.
Nailed it.
There you go. You
first go.
It. I liked it. That's good. I'm proud.
You can go now, then.
Let's go with positives. No, we gotta do the review, Jerry.
Oh, it's not about me doing the plot?
It's not about you doing the plot, no.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Right off
Sorry.
The bat.
Sorry.
Jerry.
Sorry.
Let's go with positives here. Okay. The visuals are incredible,
mm-hmm.
First and foremost. Every different Earth uses a different animation technique. these guys are really ambitious with what they're doing on screen. What you see on screen regarding the animation is bonkers. It's really worth watching. They even bring in some live action people into the world. It's
so it's
really
not
well
like
done.
An animation like a comic, and like a comic what book. Mean? Well, comic books animation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's better. It's more in depth than.
Oh, much more, much more.
Oh, okay.
They do have a feeling though. The original movie did try to do something. They try to emulate comic book animation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In this one Earth has that, but the other, for example, one of the Earth. Is completely watercolor, and you can see the watercolor.
Mm.
And the other one which is a punk world. It's all about like collages. It's really, really intricate stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. The stakes grow with the characters. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is key. The characters, obviously, Miles Morales in the first film was a 14-year-old, 15-year-old boy. Now he's 16, 17. He's growing. And things get a little more deep. Things get a little mm-hmm. more dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. If you're growing the movie, you're mm-hmm. growing the franchise, the stakes need to grow.
Okay. Better for killing vampires, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Wonderful performances across the board. Many actors there. They do great job. Great, great job, each and every one of them. 100 Spider-Man chase that doesn't stop. Okay. There's a moment where literally Miles Morales is being chased by hundreds and hundreds of spider people. From across all dimensions. And obviously it's a little bit of a joke, the amount of Spider-Mans that show up and the type of Spider-Mans that show up, but it is a great visual and it goes on for quite a while and it's exhilarating. It's really fun. Extremely funny. This movie is produced by Phil Lord and Chris Miller, which are known for great comedic bits and also known for being fired from the Han Solo film. They were the original directors of the Solo film. And to be honest, I would have loved to see their version of that movie. The one we got was not good. And these guys have a great track record. These guys directed the Lego movie. That was their first big break. They directed Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. They've done The Last Man on Earth. They've done TV shows. They're comedic bits and their humor is right up my alley, I gotta be honest. They build up female characters of the first film, both Miles' mom Rio and Spider-Woman Gwen Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
You could even say that Gwen Stacy is as much of a lead character as Miles Morales, which I found great. In this movie, Gwen Stacy front and center, the whole prologue of the film is Gwen Stacy's story.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is how important mm-hmm. her role is in this film. And it's great. It's well done. It doesn't feel forced. It adds to the characters. It builds upon them. I loved it. Oscar Isaac as Miguel O'Hara is fantastic and a great balance to previous mentor, Peter B. Parker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's also very, very good for them because they've already got an Oscar.
Oh, there you go. By the way, Oscar Isaac. I think he's an Oscar-nominated actor.
Okay.
I could be wrong. But he obviously plays the very brute Miguel O'Hara.
Mm-hmm.
And a great balance to Peter B. Parker, which is a comedic a mentor for him in the first movie. The web-slinging things are the selling point for more comic book films to be animated. Like how they film Miles Morales and Gwen Stacy and all these Spider-People web-slinging around the city and around dimensions and stuff like that. It is really stuff you cannot do in live action. This is why this is a perfect medium for comic mm-hmm. movies, because the things they can do and the things they can visualize, it's infinite. There's no limits to what they can do in animation regarding visuals, and this movie takes full advantage of it and it looks fantastic. One of the things that makes Spider-Man such a relatable hero is that he is not a billionaire or an alien. He's a middle-class kid with a worried mom and dad. This is front and center throughout the film.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the great things about this character of Spider-Man as a whole. He's never been like a guy without problems. He literally needs to worry of how he pays rent the next month. That's
mm-hmm.
the most relatable thing. That's why he's called a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, because he is one of the people. This movie does not shy away from that. He is a kid that has multiple issues as a teenager. He has a lot of responsibilities other than being a superhero. And it's part of the character, and it's part of the film. the building of a villain from goof to incredibly menacing.
Mm-hmm.
This was
mm-hmm.
great. The movie starts with a villain being like a goofy villain. He's called, I think it's Spots. It's a guy that can create wormholes
mm-hmm.
and like move through space and time. But at the beginning, he's trying to adjust to his powers or learn about his powers, and he keeps building and building and becoming more menacing and more problematic for Spider-Man. I think it's well done. I've never seen that before in movies.
Okay.
Let's go with negatives.
Okay.
Peter B. Parker gets a reduced role. I kind of miss him. He was so goofy. He was so well performed by Jake Johnson. Jake Johnson has incredibly good comic timing. And we miss him a little bit. He gets a couple of jokes in, but... Ah, man. I would have seen a little bit more of him. It would have been
mm-hmm,
fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as funny as the original. The original was hysterical. This movie has its funny moments, of course. But it is a more serious film. So funny, but it's a little bit more serious. Open-ended ending.
Mm-hmm.
Did not see this coming. Did not know. And this movie literally ends with "to be continued."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait, what? By the way, I kind of saw it coming when we are like 2 hours in and they still haven't fought the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait. How long is this movie? And they answered for me by ending the film open-ended and having it to be continued. Not a fan. I want a movie to stand on its own. I
mm-hmm.
really want a
mm-hmm.
movie to stand on its own. It should, and this movie doesn't. It requires a third viewing that's going to become...
So you come out of the cinema unsatisfied?
Wanting more, if that it's kind of the same thing, but not negative. And we're going to have to wait for Beyond the Spider-Verse, which is what the third movie is called.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Really need to pay attention because a lot is happening very fast. This movie is, as I mentioned, there's a million Spider-Mans and a million jokes hidden. And you really need to pay attention because a lot of stuff is happening at the same time. So everybody out there, just this movie's going to require a couple of viewings to catch some of the jokes and some of the mm-hmm. Easter eggs and stuff like that. Brian Tyree Henry's role as Jeff Morales is reduced, but it does seem like he'll be a major player going forward. And that's the thing about the third movie. I think that this movie is a bit of a setup for the third one. And Miles Morales' dad, Jeff, and Peter B. Parker, as I mentioned before, they're gonna have bigger roles in the next film.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll take a piece of music before we look at your final comments. And it's a superhero song. Sunshine Superman by Donovan.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now. Throne, yeah. About all the rainbows that
There we go, yeah, Sunshine Superman, written and recorded by Donovan, who came from Scotland, by the way, which we won't hold against him. Released a single in the United States through Epi Records. That was back in July of 1966. Contractual dispute delayed the release in the United Kingdom. That was delayed till December of 1966. I was still 17. And
you're giddy about this. You really love the song.
I do.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can tell.
In 1966, I mean, it was great. It was different. It was the, I guess it was one of those first songs that you sort of, was what you class as, if you like, as a summer song.
Summer song?
You know.
Okay.
And, I mean, I still remember the words, but I still don't remember why I go into the kitchen, which is all rather strange.
there you go.
But, we had great music back then. Donovan.
We still have great music, Jerry. You just got to look for it.
Exactly. We didn't have to then because it was the only thing we had.
Yeah, fair. But there's great music
out there. There is some good music out there today. I mean, you see, the thing is, music is very, very personal.
I mean, I agree.
Because and music stirs our emotions. I mean, when I hear that, it takes me back to when I was 17.
100%.
And I'm listening to what I heard exactly at that time. It's like a little time capsule.
You know, it's funny because I've always had this idea of a script regarding a story that somebody can go back in time using the memory of a song, which is, I found interesting.
Yeah, why not?
Like a story point.
I mean, every song gives you, you know, takes you back to,
takes you back to a specific moment,
Mamas and Papas, Monday, Monday. Can see the little town, Leighton Buzzard, where I used to be when that was released. And great songs.
Yeah. And I think it's songs and smells as well. I think... smells.
Yeah, I noticed that when you come in on a Wednesday.
Oh, I always smell like roses and actually just deodorant.
Well, let's listen to your final cut. By the way, just quickly, listen to what we're having a break. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Neil, Ingrid, Andreas, and your many listeners. This comes from Rowena, Rowan and Phil there in Denver, Colorado. We saw Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3. In a theatre last Friday here in the Denver area. Enjoyed it. Great on the big screen, and thanks for the review. And as you said, the story is left open, and so that's going to go on again as well. Enjoyed Rocket's story, and once again, the music in it is great. Rocket's story, what's that one?
Rocket Raccoon, that's the little raccoon character.
Yeah. And they always play great music.
They dive deep in that one towards his story.
Uh-huh.
The third one. It's really, it's kind of like, if you are, have an issue, like, well, everybody has an issue, but if you're really sensitive to animal cruelty, that movie will hit you big, because there's a lot involved with that. Yeah.
Oh, I won't see it then.
Well, I'm sure you will.
I don't even like it when people are nasty to you.
But you, but you are a fan of that franchise. Of all the superhero movies, I think that's your bag.
It is.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it, no?
No.
You're going to have to wait maybe a month more on Disney Plus. I think you're going to get that there. I think it's going to be like a little bit over a month. Hey, who knows? You know, Disney Plus is taking away content like crazy. Both HBO and Disney Plus are just removing content.
Huh? They're not doing very well. They're losing people.
They are not. They're losing a bunch of people.
They're losing a lot of people.
You know what's funny, though? Netflix is laughing. Like, oh, you thought this streaming thing was easy? Watch this. Everybody's losing money.
You see, the thing is, though, that's it. Disney can't produce enough. I mean, Netflix, every week they're coming out with something new, a new series, a new movie. At least a couple of times a week they come to me and say, by the way, we just loaded up something for you.
That's the thing. I don't know if it's more content, Jerry. I don't know if that's the problem. The problem is, like, for example, let's think about the Disney Vault. Before it was known that Disney would bring out some movies in on DVD for about 3 months, and they would take it back and remove it from shelves. So you would create the demand. You would create the eagerness. With Disney Plus, the generation is like, why don't I have this movie I used to love when I was six? I just pop it in Disney Plus. So there's no demand for anything anymore. You just, people assume they're going to get it. And paying $7 or whatever the price is for Disney Plus at this point, it doesn't make it. And by the way, and here's the big issue, all these things that are showing on Disney Plus, they gotta pay royalties for that, for them being on Disney Plus. That's why they removed it from Disney Plus. It's not like they don't own them, they own that, they do own that property. But every time they have that on the streaming service, they gotta pay the director or the actors or the writer, they gotta pay some royalties.
Doesn't Netflix?
I don't know their business model. I gotta be honest. I do not know their business model.
I mean, what I like about is the amount of choice I have. I mean, one of the things, I love car shows.
Yeah.
And they just released a new series. It's these guys take cars, build them, and they work their way up. They sell them for profit, and the idea is to get to a sort of like a six-figure car at the end, which they pay them. So these things are, you know, and then Glow Up, which is a BBC thing, yeah. Which is a, they'll be bringing out the new series. That they're always got a catch. Disney doesn't have that expansive. They're not tied to one thing or just to their movies or whatever. They're tied. They produce their own movie, but they also have a lot of other people's movies on there. That is why I don't need really to go to anybody other than Netflix. I'm not going to go and pay a subscription for every goddamn company that's going to stream stuff because I've shut down my membership to Disney Plus.
Oh, you did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, because there's only certain things I want to see, and then that runs out. Well, what's the point?
That's fair. And by the way, everybody does that. Everybody, like, okay, the TV show that's coming up of Star Wars that I want to watch, I'll subscribe for 2 months while the show mm-hmm. runs, and then I'll cancel and I'll do this forever. It happens. It does happen, and it's one of the problems. The issue with Netflix is, keep in mind, Netflix had a 10-year advantage. Like, they have been doing this forever, and they have this big base of customers, and they have a super high price point. Like, it's probably the most expensive streaming service out there right now. It's, what, $15 for, like, a basic one, or $9?
I think I'm paying $12 something.
Something like that, but it gets more and more expensive. I don't know.
If I remember correctly, though, now you can have a cheap version and you get ads.
I don't think that's in Latin America as of yet. I think that's only in the States.
No, but I mean, that is the sort of model that they're shifting to.
But keep in mind, Netflix said for a long, long time, they said, we will never have ads. And they had to, because of the business model, they had to give in. They were like,
that's fair enough, but you've got the choice. I will pay extra not to see those ads.
Yeah. By the way, Netflix is the only profitable streaming service out there right now, but at the same time, they are struggling a little bit. You can see with the whole password crackdown thing, with the ads, they're looking for new ways to make this sustainable. It's not like, oh, it's a home run.
Yeah, but they're quite right to crack down on people that sharing their passwords, and then, because that's, you know, if everybody shared their passwords with their family or their mother or people like that.
I don't
that,
fully agree, I gotta be honest. I think families should be able to
share their password. But they offer you a family rate.
It's the family rate's $8. It's like a single thing.
But there is that option where you can...
I get
family,
it, but...
But you don't get people just sharing with their family. They're sharing it with their mates and
I disagree with that. I do think giving everybody your password is a problem. But between the family,
They're quite right to clamp down. It's no different to going into Woolworths and nicking a biro.
Repeat that example. I need to...
Going into Woolworths and stealing a pen and walking in. Do you know Woolworths?
I have no idea what that is. I think you're just mumbling a word.
No, it's not. It's a big store.
Where?
In the US, I think it is. I think it started.
Are you thinking about Walmart?
No, Woolworths. And they were big in the UK. And it's where every kid of my generation learned how to nick things.
Fair enough.
Then we went on to be politicians.
There you go. Boom. Shot fired by Jerry.
But it's the same thing. You're stealing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
I disagree.
We disagree, but you're stealing.
No, you pay
for one person and you're giving it to another three. That's stealing.
It's a family. It's a family. It's not I'm giving it to my cousins. It's a direct family. It's my sister and my mom.
Did you hear that, Netflix?
I'm sure they have. They have so many listeners.
No, I mean, family, okay, I think they've done something. It's like a lot of these things. Spotify now have a family rate.
I have a family rate, yeah.
Yeah, and I had a problem because they would only do it if you had the same address.
Address, yeah. We had to give my mom my address.
My
yeah.
registered address is my P.O. box in the States.
Oh, really? Interesting.
So that didn't work.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's listen to your final comments.
Final comments
this
on...
This is, we're talking about, if anybody's forgotten, we're talking about Spider-Man.
Across the Spider-Verse.
Across the Spider-Verse. Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Across the Spider-Verse is action-packed, funny, full of heart, and spectacular to see. I can only conclude the review with this. If the Spider-Verse franchise can land the plane on the third installment, it has the potential of being one of the best trilogies ever made. Up there with Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Toy Story. I truly believe so.
Okay.
It's this good.
Mm-hmm.
That good.
Okay.
I think...
Toy Story was that good.
Oh, man. To be honest, I enjoyed the original three, and then they brought out the fourth, and the fourth one is also amazing. Like, that... And I remember I did a show with a quarantine club about trilogies back during quarantine. And they asked me best trilogies, and they were expecting me to go Lord of the Rings or a classic or Godfather or whatever. And I told them Toy Story. Toy Story is a film that all three are great, and now all four are great. Back then it was only three. And they stand on their own. You can watch them together. You can watch them apart. It doesn't matter.
This one big thing, I do agree with you. I think every film should end. And it's like, you know, I like watching, you know, series. And you get series like detective series where you have a solution at the end of every series, but you do have an ongoing thread through it.
Where yeah, you might have that.
Where you perhaps got a corrupt cop or something, and it goes all the way through the series. So you've got something which ties you in, but you get the satisfaction of having a final happy ending.
I guess so. A conclusion. A conclusion.
That's the word.
I think. Like, for example, this movie. There's no way of watching this movie without watching the third one. Like, when you're rewatching, when I'm showing it to my daughters, I'm not going to be like, here's the second one, let's go. And she's going to be like, what the hell happens? Can I watch the third one?
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of sucks. Like, you would want to watch just one movie, and maybe 3 days later, a week later, you'll watch the next one. But it's weird. I don't like open endings.
No, I like binging.
And by the way, this summer... Already two movies have had huge open endings. This one and Fast and the Furious 10 or whatever their number.
I think I watched the first one and never bothered to play.
Oh, it's not good. I'm not. Let's be honest.
You know, that would not be on my list of a good.
I think my review was that it's stupid as hell, but it's fun, which is pretty much what they're going for. But I heard there's a story going around that the star of the film, Vin Diesel, is blaming Jason Momoa, the villain of this movie, because of the poor performance.
I heard he'll never do another one anyway.
Who?
Vin Diesel, because they're going electric.
Oh no, Jerry! You had to do the dad joke. You had to do the dad joke.
Sorry.
Yeah, you had to.
Couldn't help it.
But yeah.
By the way, Renee, thank you very much. Woolworths isn't open anymore in the US.
I imagine. I've never heard of this store.
Oh. I hate chatting to you.
Oh, when your password.
I hate chatting to young people.
When your password.
Young people. You know,
shows your age.
Yes. Doesn't it just? Anyway, it's time for you to disappear.
I gotta go.
Absolutely.
I'm going to eczema today.
Look at my sad face.
Are you going to eczema today?
I'm going to what?
Eczema, the thing, the marketing thing. No? Big conference.
Oh, no. In actual fact, this afternoon I'm going to the Mac Museum, and we're going to record a walkthrough with them about the building and what they're showing and everything else. Remote recording.
Are you going to make some dad jokes?
I hope so.
Now you should.
Yeah.
What are you taking to make a remote recording?
I have a special piece of kit.
You do?
I do.
Oh, then like a reporter you. Oh, look at you.
Are you still here? Because it's time for me to do the news.
I don't know, man. I'm just having a good time right now.
Don't you have a good time on this program? Yeah. Nobody's supposed to. Even our listeners are not supposed to have a good time.
Take care, my friend.
And there's Clementi, always great to have him here on The Breakfast Show with us. It's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Now listen to this. Are you interested in venturing into our contest and winning a fully paid trip for two people to where? Barbados? Stay tuned and listen out for phrases hidden throughout the programming. On the 9th of June, I will ask you to say the phrase, and if you say it correctly, you will enter the Paradise Destination Barbados Adventure Contest. Oh, so exciting. Enter by going along to our website, callfmpanama.com, read the rules of the phrase contest, and get ready to participate, because the opportunity to enjoy the paradisical island of Barbados is arriving. Visit Barbados, thanks to Grada Radio. Oh, there we go. Yes, your chance to leave on a jet plane. Oh, birthplace of rum. Time on The Breakfast Show, 15 minutes after 9 o'clock.
And what to choose. They'll say it's better than coffee, but I'll tell it to my double espresso. My toast says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It's cherry with a G, and now with a J. If it's cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
The Weight, and it's by The Band. Yes, that's what they call themselves, The Band. And before that was Mr. Elvis Presley and Burning Love. Breakfast show time, we're 23 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We'll just take another piece of music in a minute, then we're going to go over and chat with Yasmin and see who was born on this day in the world of music. But born on this day, but not in the world of music, we have got Beau Brummel. There's an expression, you know, a bit of a bow. Well, this might explain it. Beau Brummel, he was born on this day, the year was 1778. He was the arbiter of men's fashion in Regency, England, and friend of the Prince Regent, the future King George IV. He established the mode of men wearing understated but fitted tailored clothes, including dark suits and full-length trousers adorned with an elaborately knotted cravat. He claimed to take 5 hours to dress and recommended that boots be polished with, wait for it, champagne. Right, I'm certainly not, I might use a little bit of cheap wine, but there you are, clean your shoes with champagne. This is a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old saw shoe, he jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down.
There we go. Great song, Mr. Bojangles. And that was from Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And it is time to go back over there and say another good morning to Yasmin.
Hello. Good morning.
How are
good
we this morning? It is. It's Wednesday. We like Wednesday. So mm-hmm. It's halfway through the week, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we're going off, aren't we? And we'll be going out and doing a bit of recording later on.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, going up to the Mac Museum.
Let's do something different.
Exactly. Let's do something different. Let's stay in bed. So, that's what we're going to be doing today. Are you doing anything else today after that, or?
Oh, yes, I have
an event. Oh, you've got one earlier, haven't you?
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. This is a press conference, and I just realized it's at 10, not at 11.
Right, you better get your skates on then. We better just do our two tracks for music today.
Yeah, but it's just right here.
It's only at the right. It's interesting because it's at the what I believe is now called the Megapolis Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So do tell me about it. Let me know if it's open.
Exactly. That's going to be nice to see that.
Absolutely.
Area
yeah. Because it used to be, of course, the Hard Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So they were in between Hard Rock and never mind. And right. Now, let's get you on your way then. We've got two great artists this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where do you want to start?
The first one. Mm-hmm. Dean Martin.
Okay.
He was born in 1917.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's no longer with us.
Yes.
No.
American singer, actor, comedian, and film producer, nicknamed the King of Cool. Hmm.
Then I, just to let you know, I took over after him, just in case you were wondering.
He was a member of the Rat Pack and the host of the television variety program The Dean Martin Show from 1965 to 1974, and The Dean Martin Celebrity Roast from 1974 and 1985. Hits include 1956 UK and US number one single Memories Are Made of This and Everybody Loves Somebody.
Okay, and we're going to do Memories Are Made of This. Boom, 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 boom.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave of me.
Add one stolen night of bliss.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One girl, one boy. Some grief, some joy, memories are made of this. Don't forget a small moonbeam. Fold in lightly with a dream. Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
Then add the wedding bells, the one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor
with his blessings from above.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Serve it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One man, one wife, one love through life. Memories are made of this. Memories are made of this.
Boom, boom. There we go. Yes. It wouldn't be so bad, but I remember all these very well.
I don't remember that song.
No, of course you don't. I remember the Dean Martin Show, for heaven's sake.
Oh.
Oh, I tell you what, though. I love our second one as well.
Oh, yes, I love him. He's Tom Jones. He was born in 1940 as Thomas Woodward, Welsh singer who has sold over 100 million records, scored the 1965 UK number one and US number 10 single It's Not Unusual, plus over 20 other UK and US top 40 hit singles.
He has indeed.
He's amazing.
Yes, I know. He's Welsh. He's from the UK, United Kingdom. Of course he's awesome. I tell you what, though, I'm not going to play that one because I love this one. Same sort of period, though, and it's...
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and bother your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You
and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious and hip. My wishes can all come true. I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Oh, there we go. Yes, Mr. Tom Jones and What's New, Pussycat. Enjoy that, yes?
Oh, yes.
See, I don't always play the one that you mentioned in your little piece because, well, it's not unusual.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have with anyone, but when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time, but when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be more. It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
There he goes. Yes, Tom Jones, and it's not unusual. And yes, Mrs. Pitch, you're getting ready to go off to her event at 10 o'clock. But she'll be back with us tomorrow, of course, here on The Breakfast Show. And what is tomorrow? Tomorrow is... It's Thursday. Yes, that's a good point. And all being well, we'll have Dr. Computer with us tomorrow talking tech. Don't forget, you've got another, 10, 15, 20 minutes if you want to add a topic for Dr. Computer, because then I'll send them all over to him at the top of the hour so he can decide who's won that charger with the best topic to be discussed, coming from Belkin.
Lipstick world where nobody cares. It's a long way down there. I can take you there. Scrolling, gonna get me some street map with me.
downtown trolling, going to scrap hard for an answer in vain. Written on the tattoos in that overground train.
There we go, that's, believe it or not, that's the Boomtown Rats and Monster Monkeys. 18 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. By the way, suggesting you drop this little line and tell us about your potential topic with Dr. Computer Alex Newman, hopefully for tomorrow if you can get here with us. We're giving away a Belkin charger, thanks to Alex. And all you got to do is WhatsApp us, all right? I forgot to tell you that. WhatsApp us on 677-18822. 677-18822. That's the WhatsApp number here in the studio. It pops up right in front of us here on our screen. So we're always able to chat with you and interact with you. And just if you've got a topic for Dr. Computer, send it to us on 677-18822. 677-18822.
So I heard you found somebody else, and at first I thought it was a lie. I took all the things that made sense, the rest I can do without. Thank you.
playing all the greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go, it's two in a row. This one is Mr. Ed Sheeran and Overpass Graffiti. You are keeping an eye on the time, by the way. It is just coming up for, 8 minutes before 10 o'clock. By the way, the one we played before that, 1975, was the name of the band, the 1975, and it was called... It was called Somebody Else. And there we go, bring us out of this morning's breakfast show. Wet, wet, wet. Looking at the studio window, I can tell you it's not. It's still sunny, sunny, sunny. That was a wet, wet, wet and sweet little mystery. And as it is time for us to go off, we're going to go and be doing a little bit of recording over there at the Mac Museum this afternoon, which is going to be fun. Thanks go out this morning, of course, to Andreas Clementi for this week's movie review. It was The Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And thanks to Andreas for that. It's always good to see it when he can make it here on The Breakfast Show. Big thanks to Yasmin as well, my producer here in The Breakfast Show studio. She does all our sort of social metering and arranging bookings. And also things like today, this day in music. We had two great artists today, Dean Martin and Tom Jones. And don't forget, you can check that out as well on our website, or you can always listen to the program from our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Big thanks goes to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter out there, stirring, fermenting her cacao. And that's the chocolate, not the little sort of animal that you get milk from. Big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the UK. Big thanks to him. And also to you, of course. Well, the boys and girls of Grupo Grado who turn us on. Mustn't forget them. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here, would we? So, especially to Isaac. And also, big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being part of The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Back with you tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, whatever it is you can be doing between now and then. Please do it carefully. What do I want to be doing tomorrow? 7? Talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you by DHL Express. Travel light, send your suitcases with DHL from Panama to any destination. More information, get in touch with your local DHL office. DHL Express excellence and simplicity in your shipments.